Welcome to the Private Practice with Soul podcast. My name is Dr. Brooklyn Storm, and I help private practice owners align their business back with their soul's calling, with their big vision, and with their soul's purpose. Unlike other private practice coaches, I've traveled the world in search of spiritual resources, spiritual tools, education, and information so that you can have the transformation that your soul desires and needs, so that you can up-level your business. How much fun is this? I love it so much. Guys, if you're not already a member of the Private Practice Monthly Mentorship Group, please check out the show notes. I would love for you to be there. In the meantime, thank you so much for pushing play today. Let's begin. Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Private Practice with Soul podcast. As you can hear, I'm super excited because I've just had this amazing download about what to talk about with you today. And oh my gosh. Anyway, let me introduce myself. Hi, everyone. I'm Brooklyn. I used to work as a psychologist for 21 years and a counselor, but I left psychology. I retired from psychology on the 1st of September last year, 2019? I can't remember. I think it was last year. Oh, I can't remember. Anyway, since then, my whole happiness, like my heart is just full every single day because I'm finally getting able to do what I want. And I have built multiple private practices without Medicare rebates. And I help hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people to do the exact same thing. And every day, my heart is just so full and so happy. And I say to some of my clients, you know, can you believe we get to do this? Like, can you believe it? Like, it blows my mind. And they always have a bit of a laugh along with me and they say, I know, yeah, we're really doing it. It's just the best. But anyway, that's me. And I'm the host of the show, and welcome to all of the new subscribers, especially new people, you know, welcome in. I hope that you love it here. And of course, thank you so much to everybody who pushes play on the new episodes as they come out every Wednesday and Saturday. And I just love you so, 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 so much. So thank you for that. Now, in the Facebook group, the Australian Counsellors in Private Practice online group, I put a post up. Oh, hang on, Gabe's waking up. It's 8:30 here. He's had a bit of a sleep in. So if you hear some noise in the background, it's just him waking up. I put a post up in the group saying, hey, everybody, I am open to suggestions for what you'd like to hear more of on the podcast. And it was really, really lovely because people started writing pretty much straight away with requests. And I've built all of those requests. Good morning, Gabe. Good morning. Good boy. I've put all of those requests into my content calendar. So we're going to get to speak about all of those things. But today what I'm doing is answering a question that came from Rachel. And Rachel is asking for a podcast episode on how to find your supervisor, how to find your perfect supervisor or your next supervisor. And I was thinking, okay, well, I'm pretty sure I've recorded a podcast episode or two on this, and I've already got some resources in our member portal, our exclusive, I might add, member portal that I'm very proud of, that you've all got access to. So I'm sure there's stuff in there, but I thought, if that stuff hasn't landed, maybe I just need to present the same information but through a different lens. And so that's what I'm doing. And I've had this idea to help you find your perfect for you supervisor through the lens of energetic work. I know, how much fun is this going to be? Okay, so I've broken it down into 5 steps for you. So we're just going to go through each of the 5 steps. And do have a pen and paper with you so that you can make some notes for yourself if you like. And yeah, also don't forget to let me know how you go with this. I know, it's so much fun. Can you believe we get to do this? I can't. I can, but I can't, you know. Okay, let me get on with it. Oh, I need to calm down, don't I? Okay. Step 1, energetically align, okay? Energetically align and connect. So what I mean by energetically align and connect is I really want you, now all of you are really good at this, I know, I really want you to imagine Okay, just imagine being in supervision with your dream supervisor. Okay, imagine this in as much detail as you possibly can. Okay, and the reason that we want to do that is because it helps us shift our reality, okay, and it helps us energetically align with our perfect supervisor in this case. So I want you to think about it in as much detail as you can. If you're somebody who likes to picture things, you can do that in your mind's eye, great, do it. If you're someone who, you know, feels things, senses things, that's fine too, okay? Just use the way that you do to imagine this, okay? I want you to really imagine, what is her space like, this perfect for you supervisor, or what is his space like? What's the room like if you're going in person, or if you're seeking an online supervisor, you know, what's the background like perhaps? What's the vibe? What's the vibe of them, of their space? And how do you feel when you are with them in session? Okay. How does your perfect for you supervisor make you feel safe? Okay, what are they doing that lets you know that you are safe to be vulnerable? Think about that. And what is your perfect for you supervisor doing that makes you feel heard? How do you know you've been heard? What is it about them that lets you know that they're listening and they're understanding? And how are they helping you to feel confident? Who are they being? What are they being like? What are they doing or not doing that's causing you to feel more confident in your work as a therapist? And let's finish this one off by inquiring gently about how you feel after the session you've had with them. Okay, so they're all things to journal through. Step two, I want you to imagine that you're already energetically connected to your perfect for you supervisor. So we've spoken before about how you're already connected to your perfect for you clients. Now we're just pivoting and we're saying, okay, let's look at how I'm already energetically aligned and connected with my perfect for me supervisor. Okay. So I want you to really imagine, if you like, a connection that could be something like, I love thinking about connection in terms of a sparkly light. It can be white or pink or any color that represents, you know, something meaningful for you. But I really love to imagine a stream of light or a beam of light or a column of light coming from my heart space and connecting with the heart space of my perfect for me supervisor. And I like to give that beam of light some texture. I usually make it sparkly or glittery or crystalline or something like that, pearlescent, because when we add more detail, the connection strengthens, okay, because it engages more of our energy to imagine that. And once you've imagined this connection in a way that feels good for you, between you and your perfect for you supervisor, I want you to imagine, in your own way and in your own time, gently bringing that supervisor closer and closer to you. Bring her or him closer and closer into your field, into your space, okay? And just bring them close enough until it feels right, okay? So all we're doing is we're imagining that this beautiful light, this beautiful connection between us is shortening, and they're being drawn closer and closer to us, and we're pulling them closer to us with love, with gratitude, and with all beautiful feelings. Okay. I want you to allow yourself to lean into the trust of knowing you are already now connected with your perfect for me supervisor. Step three is to look for synchronicity. Okay. So with this energetic work, it's not necessarily always about being in the masculine energy and doing things. There's also time for us to be and to trust and to allow. So it's really about being in that feminine energy so that we can receive our perfect for me supervisor. So if you're running around doing all of the things, shouting out for them, asking for them, asking for recommendations for them, you're not going to receive because you're in doing energy. So this step three here is about allowing yourself to receive. It's about trusting in the process, and it's about trusting that the universe is always working out for you, for your highest good, or for something better. Okay. So when I say look out for synchronicities, what I want you to do is just open your mind to any signs, symbols, experiences, aha moments, moments of intuition, and moments of intuitive downloads about your perfect for you supervisor. Now, these synchronicities happen in very, very random ways. It may be that when you were visualizing sharing space with your supervisor, you may have imagined a certain plant on their bookshelf, or you might have imagined a salt lamp on their bookshelf or something like that. And then a couple of days later, suddenly you see three salt lamps. That's a sign, that's a synchronicity that that person's in your energy. Okay. So when you see those salt lamps, recognize that. Give thanks to the universe. Just in your own mind, just say, thank you. I see you. Yes. Keep going. This is what I want. It could be that somebody writes a post on social media, if you're on social media, or maybe they write an email that really speaks to you, that really resonates with you on some deeper level. And maybe you don't even know that they're a supervisor. Take notice of how you feel when you read, interact, listen to, all of those sorts of things, because they're little clues that this person could be your energetic match as a supervisor. Okay. Step four is about taking some aligned action. Now, when we're manifesting, we don't always have to take aligned action. Often, if we're quantum leaping or quantum jumping, that's enough. So there are two schools of thought on whether or not we should be taking aligned action, but I think it never hurts to do so. I feel you strengthen your message and connection with Source and the universe when you behave and act in ways that are congruent with the outcome that you want. So I would say anything that you're doing that confirms your ultimate intention will help you get that outcome that you want or something better. So instead of not doing anything at all, what you can do apart from looking for synchronicities is you can absolutely do a post that says, you know, I'm looking for my perfect for me supervisor, but don't just leave it there. Be clear about who you are as a woman, or who you are as a man, who you are as a counselor, who you are as a therapist. And don't be vague and general about it. Just be you, because your relationship with a supervisor, it has the potential to be one of the most deep, one of the most profound, one of the most transformative, one of the most impactful relationships. So you don't want to be calling in people who aren't right for you. Yeah, supervisors who are just looking to fill their own diaries with supervisees. You don't want to be that supervisee who's just filling somebody else's diary. You want to call in your perfect for you match. So don't be afraid to say, this is who I am, warts and all. I do really well with these kinds of supervisors or this kind of approach, and I do not do so well with other approaches. That's safe for you to say, because your perfect for you supervisor agrees with you. Okay, but you have to give them a chance to see you so that they can also find you and connect with you in real life, so to speak. You can also think about, you know, how you can be seen by them in a way that really aligns with the intention that you put out. And think too about, from a different perspective, what would you need to do that gives a potential supervisor the feeling that they have to work with you? How can you attract a supervisor to you? If you were writing emails or social posts or, you know, anything like that, what would you have to say that would appeal to and attract your perfect for you supervisor? What are they waiting for you to say or do, or what do they need to hear in order for them to realize, oh my gosh, I have to work with that supervisee. I know I can guide him or her. I know I can make an impact here. I know I'm further along on the journey and I have to work with them. What would you have to do to attract a supervisor to contact you out of the blue and say, I would love to supervise you. Are you looking for a supervisor? So flip it. Okay, flip the energy. Allow yourself to sit with that and feel what that feels like. And it's going to be very, 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 very different to the energy of you hunting for a supervisor. Okay. And then step five, and this is the last step, is, watch for the signs, because the signs are going to come. Okay. And so too will the synchronicities. So be open to seeing them. No matter how random or how unrelated they may seem. And you will know when you have connected with your perfect for you supervisor, because everything is just going to click. It will feel like they're perfect for you at this point in your journey, because they are. Okay? And that's all we're worried about. We're just worried about, where are you in your journey now? And where's your perfect for you supervisor on your journey now? Okay. So how cool is this, right? I told you it was a different way to find your supervisor, and we're using energetics, because you've asked me for more episodes on incorporating energetic practice to build our private practice, right? I know. I can't believe we get to do this stuff. So yeah, have a think about what we've shared today. Have a look at your notes. You've got plenty of journal prompts. This is plenty for you to go away and think about, dream about, visualize, lean into, explore, experience. Oh my gosh, this is so much rich energetic work here for you to be able to do. Let me know how you go with it. I know that you're going to love it. I know you're going to get big shifts from it. If you're a supervisor, you can use these same processes to call in your perfect for you supervisee. See how it works both ways, with going back to that infinity loop, aren't we, of that beautiful energetic flow. And guess what, supervisees, one day you might be supervisors yourself, and here we go, we're back in that flow. Yeah. Okay, so thank you so much for listening, and thank you to those of you who've started subscribing to the YouTube channel. We are in the middle of putting all of the videos from Facebook over onto YouTube. There's two new videos going up every week, so do go and subscribe so that you can see them when they get uploaded. I'm so excited for you to be able to have a different platform to see them on. And I'm going to put the link to my business page in the show notes, and I would appreciate it and love you so much if you could please just take 5 seconds out of your day to tap that link and go and like the page. It would mean so much to me. Have a beautiful weekend, everybody. I love you so much, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Private Practice with Soul podcast today. If you're looking for clarity, if you need help with branding your processes and bringing everything into alignment with your soul's purpose for your private practice, head to the show notes and click the link for more information about the Private Practice Monthly Mentorship Group. You are going to love it. I can't wait to see you in there. Thanks so much for listening. Bye.